Hello, I'm Kyle Herrera, and this is my podcast. My podcast is going to be talking about Pokemon. Now, Pokemon is a game where you run around collecting little monsters that you can keep and use for a team that you want to battle other people with. And there are many, many Pokemon games. At least 20, I would say. They're all very unique, but they also all follow the same line where you have to catch a Pokemon, either use it on your team or get rid of it, and then you try to be the master of the entire section or population or location of wherever you're at. So today I'm going to just talk about some of my favorite Pokemon and why I like them, their stats, and things like that. So to begin, we're going to talk about... I wouldn't say my favorite Pokemon, we'll save that for the end, but one of my favorite Pokemons is Arcanine. Now, Arcanine is a dog-type Pokemon. It's actually a really big dog, and so every Pokemon has a certain element that they use to their advantage. Arcanine is a fire Pokemon, so when he's battling things like a grass Pokemon or a steel Pokemon, he has an advantage. But if he's fighting something like a water Pokemon, then he has a disadvantage because water beats fire. And so Arcanine just looks really cool, and he also looks somewhat cute. He's strong. People normally use him in the first game, which is where he appears. He's normally used in the first game. And I did use him on my team, but I didn't use him a lot because there were other Pokemon that were better than him, but he was definitely my favorite Pokemon from that team. Moving on to another Pokemon I like, Mimikyu is a really great Pokemon. Mimikyu's type is Ghost and Fairy. Now, this is interesting because I don't believe there's ever been a Pokemon before that's had a Ghost Fairy typing, and Ghost Fairy is really an awesome typing because it just sounds really cool for one, and for two, it's just really unique. And so what he would be weak to, he doesn't have that many weaknesses. I believe the only thing that he's weak to is poison. I believe he's weak to poison, but he's strong against many things such as bug, grass, and things like that. So, and his design is just awesome. He most likely, you would know about Pikachu. Pikachu is, you know, one of the big mascots for Pokemon, but Mimikyu has a disguise where he tries to be like Pikachu, but since he's not, because he wants to be popular like Pikachu, but he's not, unfortunately. And so I used him on my team. He was definitely very good. What's unique about him is that you can use him, if he gets hit once, it doesn't count, because he has a disguise. And so no matter what move they use on you, if they're hitting you for the very first time, it will not do any damage because he has a disguise. And now moving on to another Pokemon I like, Araquanid. Araquanid is an awesome Pokemon. He is a spider Pokemon, but he only has six legs. He's classified as a spider Pokemon, but he only has six legs. And he's a water bug Pokemon. Bug for some obvious reasons, and he's water because he has a big water bubble above his head. And so the thing with him is that he's not necessarily strong, but he is strong. So his special defense is pretty high, but his attack isn't very high. So it's hard to kill him, but it's also hard to kill the other person because his attack is so low. And so Araquanid is definitely an awesome Pokemon. I used him on my team, and he was, like I said, he's strong, but not very strong. And finally, my favorite Pokemon of all time is Mudsdale. Mudsdale is adorable. Mudsdale is great. I love Mudsdale. Now, Mudsdale only has one typing, which is ground. Now, ground is immune to electricity. I can't remember the reasoning for this, but I know that if someone tries to use an electric move on him, it won't work because ground is immune to electric. But the problem with ground is that flying is immune to ground, so Mudsdale won't be able to hit any flying Pokemon. So any bird Pokemon, Mudsdale won't be able to hit. Mudsdale is a horse, and I mean, that's simply what it is. He's about 7 feet tall, and he's very large. He has very heavy feet, which his description says can crush cars. But I've never seen him as evil or scary. He's very mighty, and he's very adorable. I just love Mudsdale. He's brown. His legs are made out of mud, Mudsdale, and it's hardened mud, which is probably why he can stomp so hard. Now, people don't normally use him. People think he's pretty weak. I definitely don't think he's weak. So what's awesome about Mudsdale is that after every hit he gets, his defense boosts. So if he gets hit once, his defense boosts to 1. Now, the max defense he can get is 6. So if he gets hit 6 times, his defense goes all the way up to 6, meaning it's going to be very hard to kill him. And Mudsdale, his attack, I suppose, it's just like every other ordinary attack. It's not the best, and it's not the worst. And unfortunately, he's classified as a P tier. The tier list is for just to see. There is competitive battling in Pokemon, and the P tier is where, unfortunately, Mudsdale lies, which is the worst tier. I definitely disagree with that, but I believe the main reason he's so low is just because no one uses him. I mean, there are 800 Pokemon. The chances of someone using him are very slim. So that is my Pokemon Talk podcast, and I really hope you enjoyed. Thank you for listening. Bye.